Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. This one, we're going to go way back to September 1st of 1958. It's Labor Day. It's a Monday, of course. And it's the Giants and the Dodgers. They're playing a doubleheader at Seal Stadium here in San Francisco. This is an amazing time for Giants baseball. It is the first year of Giants baseball in San Francisco. This is game two of the doubleheader. It is game six of the series between the Giants and the Dodgers, and the Giants lead this series 4-1. Now, back in those days, because of travel, the Giants would have very long homestands. So listen to this one. St. Louis has already come in for three, the Cubs for three, Cincinnati for five, Milwaukee for five, and the Dodgers for six. And as I say, this is game six between the Giants and the Dodgers. It's the second game of a doubleheader. It is a split doubleheader. The first game, 14,121 showed up at Seal Stadium as the Giants won the game 8-6 in 2 hours and 34 minutes. All right, now it's the second game. It is Monday. It's Labor Day. 19,800 in the stands for this second game of the doubleheader. All right, here are the lineups. Boy, I love giving these lineups. Junior Gilliam, Gino Cimoli, Carl Furillo, Gil Hodges, Steve Bilko, Don Zimmer, Bob Lillis, Joe Pignatano, and Fred Kipp is the pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. For the Giants, Felipe Alou, Jim Davenport, Willie Mays, Jackie Brandt, Orlando Cepeda, Bob Schmidt is the catcher, Eddie Bersu at short, Danny O'Connell at second, and Johnny Antonelli on the hill for the San Francisco Giants. Wow. All right, this is how this one goes. There's no scoring in this game until the sixth inning. In the Dodgers' sixth inning, Gil Hodges gets a base hit. And big Steve Bilko, he was a big star in the Pacific Coast League, hit 56 home runs 1 year for the Los Angeles Angels, hits home run number 11 for the Dodgers. It's a two-run shot, and the Dodgers go up 2-0. In the Giants' sixth inning, Johnny Antonelli gets a base hit. Alou walks, but Jim Davenport hits into a double play. Antonelli moves to third. And here comes number 24, Willie Mays. He knocks one out, his 27th of the year, and the Giants tie the Dodgers 2-2.
One ball, two strike count. Old Say Hey. Pitches one off of Mays over high drive, deep to right field. Way back in there it goes. Willie Mays hit that one over the right field screen. A pretty good sized poke here at Candlestick.
Well, we go to the Dodgers' seventh inning. Gino Cimoli and Gil Hodges get base hits. They're RBI hits, and the Dodgers go up 4-2. We now go to the ninth inning, and this is where this game really gets interesting. Willie Mays draws a walk. Jackie Brandt forces Willie at second base. Cepeda, it's a fly ball to right. Furillo's got it for the second out. And coming up is Bob Schmidt, the catcher. Bob Schmidt facing Fred Kipp, the pitcher for the Dodgers, who's gone 8 2/3, and he's only given up 4 hits at this point, a couple of runs, 5 walks and 4 strikeouts. Well, Bob Schmidt crushes one, knocks it out into left field, and the Giants tie the Dodgers 4-4. It is home run number 14 for Fred Kipp. All right, this game now moves forward. Coming in for the Giants is Paul Giel, one of the former Bonus Babies. Johnny Klipstein pitches for the Dodgers, and nothing happens until the 16th inning. Boy, this sounds familiar, doesn't it? Nothing happens until the 16th inning against Mike McCormick. Gino Cimoli gets a base hit. Carl Furillo gets a double, and the Dodgers go up 5-4. He ends the damage by getting Hodges and Snyder to go out. We now go to the bottom of the 16th. On the hill for the Dodgers is the great Johnny Padres. Whitey Lockman starts it off, and Whitey Lockman hits a home run, his second of the year, off of Johnny Padres to tie the game 5-5. The place is going crazy, 19,800. This game is now at the 4-hour, 35-minute mark. Ray Jablonski, the third baseman, gets a base hit, and Ruben Gomez comes in to drop down a bunt. He does. He gets it in a great spot. Roseboro throws to first and throws it into right field. Furillo retrieves the ball, throws wildly back to the plate. Coming in to score is Ray Jablonski, and the Giants win the game with two runs in the bottom of the 16th, 6-5. They would not have another game like this until well into July of 2019 when they scored two runs in the bottom of the 16th to beat the New York Mets.
Here's the 1-0 to Solano. He lines one past the reach of Alonso into right field. And that's exactly what they do. The Giants come from behind in the bottom of the 16th inning and beat the Mets 3-2. Donovan Solano slashed one past Alonso. Crawford comes in to score. And another in a string of remarkable performances by the Giants.
In this game, Mike McCormick gets the win. He's 11-7. Johnny Podras takes the loss. He is 12-11. The Braves are 7.5 up on the Giants after this game. The Giants are 70-61. They've got 31 games to go. As 1958 turns out, the Braves end up 92-62. Pittsburgh, just the beginning of what was going to be a great couple of years for the Pirates, 84-70, and the Giants 80-74. So the final totals in this one, the Giants win the doubleheader. They take 5 of 6 from the Dodgers to end this homestand, and they end the homestand in great fashion against the Dodgers. 5 runs, 13 hits, 2 runs for the Dodgers. They leave 15 on base. 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Giants. They leave 12 on base. Now, after this homestand, which is 22 games, the Giants end up 13-9 on the homestand. They go to Los Angeles again. They've just played the Dodgers 6 games. They go to L.A. again. Drysdale beats them 4-0. Koufax beats them 5-3. And they beat Johnny Podras again 13-3 to take the final game of that 3-game series, which begins a 17-game road trip. And that's what happened in 1958. All the teams in the league would come in, and then the Giants would go east to play them again, and then they'd come back to San Francisco. So in 2 separate homestands and road trips, 22 games at home, and then a 17-game road trip. Amazing, as we like to say. Well, the Giants do it. They sweep the Dodgers on Labor Day, September 1st, 1958. That is another great game in Giants franchise history.